This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Giustino. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. But we're not talking politics. We're talking Fun Drive. Unbelievable, Alan. You must be exhausted.
Well, I am. I think what happens is you sort of channel. You channel yourself. You channel the spirit of WAMC. You sort of lose yourself in the whole thing. And it is exhausting, and it's going to be, you know, you're exhausted for a couple of weeks afterwards. However, the Chartok family is very happy because Jonas is getting married, our boy, and we're going to have a great time, and that will be terrific. Anyway, David, I want to just take a moment to thank everybody because, you know, $1 million is a lot of money, a lot of money. I want to thank Pete Seeger because he gave us a wonderful concert, and then he allowed us to give it out, and it was fabulous, and his voice was fabulous. His wonderful daughter, Tina, who helped arrange the whole thing. It was just some incredible thing, and everybody was just so kind. It was the kindest, nicest bunch of comments I have ever heard, ever, during a Fun Drive. It was fabulous.
And really, not long, considering the amount of money.
No, it was a record breaker, as a matter of fact. And we're all so thankful to everybody, because after all, without the folks who did everything and who gave everything and who made it happen as a group, we are a circle. Everybody is holding hands. That's the way it is. You know, I rediscovered Kumbaya during this thing.
Right.
All of the cynics talk about Kumbaya and how it's, you know, folk music and the rest of it. But it really says a great deal to me. And I'm going to play it in the Fun Drives because everybody just gets together.
Well, thank you for your inspiration and your energy. Amazing.
It is part of what we all do together. Nobody deserves any more credit than anybody else. David, you know, you're there every minute of it. You're doing the news. Everybody keeps on going. It's just a great thing to watch.
Well, we keep on going, and we thank our listeners for that. But the government hasn't kept on going, Alan, and it doesn't look like a deal's in sight at the moment, despite a meeting yesterday at the White House.
Well, I always want to make clear that I speak for myself. I don't speak for the radio station. We all know that. We've said it 1,000 times, but I have never seen anything so disgraceful as what is happening here. A small group of Republicans have decided that they don't want to face primaries from people who are even more to the right than they are, and so they go out and they allow a small group, maybe 30, 40 people, to pull down the entire government. It's a disgrace. The polls are showing it's a disgrace. People don't like it. Often it's the Democrats who are in a circular firing squad. This time it certainly is the Republicans, and they are hurting themselves and they are hurting the country, and nobody can quite get over the fact that they're doing it.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, again, an amazing Fun Drive. Get your rest.
Thanks, David.